Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with Prophecy Today, where we examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. What is dispensationalism and why is it in decline in the church? Paul Scharf comes to give us more on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
So what is dispensationalism and why is it in decline?
Jimmy, I believe the result of a literal interpretation of the Bible and then putting those results of our exegesis of the text, our literal interpretation of the text together in a system, and that system has come to be known dispensationalism, and the kernel of truth in that is that basically this, there God has a program for the nation of Israel, and he has a distinct program for the church. And there is a continual distinction between those two peoples, Israel, the nation of Israel, and the church. And the church does not replace Israel, but God still has the future for Israel. He will fulfill every prophecy he's ever given, every promise he's ever made to the people of Israel. It will all come to pass still in the future after the church age is complete, and we believe that ends with the rapture of the church. But I think there's lots of hope. Jimmy, you ask why is dispensationalism in decline today, and I think one of the reasons is because if dispensationalism comes to us as a result of a literal study of the Bible, perhaps one of the reasons that dispensationalism is in decline is because we're not studying the Bible as much. And let's do the impossible.
Yes.
Open our Bibles and begin reading, begin studying word upon word, line upon line, and going through the text and understanding what the Bible is literally teaching. And we could talk about all kinds of trends. And as you mentioned, I'm writing a series of articles currently called Where is Dispensationalism Going? And people can find those on my page at sermonaudio.com/psharf, and they run in other places as well. And I'm dealing with these questions to try to give hope, especially to younger people coming along who I believe need to be reinforced in their confidence that, yes, the Bible, rightly interpreted, leads to the dispensational system of understanding.
As we covered dispensational theology today in our program, it teaches that there are two distinct peoples of God, Israel and the church. Dispensationalists believe that salvation has always been by grace through faith alone in God in the Old Testament and specifically in God the Son in the New Testament. Dispensationalists hold that the church has not replaced Israel in God's program and that the Old Testament promises to Israel have not been transferred to the church. And dispensationalism teaches that the promises God made to Israel in the Old Testament for land, many descendants, and blessings will be ultimately fulfilled in the 1,000-year period spoken of in Revelation chapter 20. Dispensationalists believe that just as God in this age focusing his attention on the church, he will again in the future focus his attention on Israel. And that's Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, and Daniel chapter 9, verse 24.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...